For Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Friday, October 29th. I'm Sonia Warch. The drought's been relentless in California over the past couple of years, and the past fall was particularly brutal. Dozens of wells went dry in Mendocino. Dried out soils and fuels elevated the risk of wildfires. And reservoir levels and the stream flow in many rivers reached historic lows. But this past weekend, the rain came. There are now signs of recovery, but the situation has been so dire for so long that one rainstorm isn't going to end the drought or fire season. Without more rain, things could dry out and go back to the way they were before the storm hit. The county got anywhere from 4 to 13 inches of rain, depending on where you were. That was enough rain for the city of Fort Bragg to rescind its drought emergency. But nearby, the town of Mendocino is holding off on declaring the end to its own. Ryan Rhodes manages the district's water supply, and he says the board decided to maintain its Stage 4 water emergency earlier this week.
Because it's still so early in the season and we don't know how much more rain is coming. You know, while we are happy, we're cautiously optimistic. It's hope for more rain, but prepare for more drought.
Right now, the National Weather Service says it's too early to say whether or not wetter weather systems passing through the West Coast will extend as far south as Mendocino County. This could be the first rain of many, or it could be one of the only significant rainstorms of the season.
Don't let a little bit of early rain, you know, sort of fool you into thinking we're totally out of the woods and, you know, drought's not going to return or the drought's over, because that may not be the case.
Rhodes says what's as important as the amount of rain that falls is the amount of time that rain falls over. Right now, the soil doesn't exactly have the capacity to absorb all of that water, since the ground is hard and dry because of the drought.
A lot of that water is just flowing off over the surface and over the edge of the cliffs. That's not
helpful, because it's not retaining it in the aquifer.
Despite that, the rain did help some.
I had my first phone call and report of a well that's recovering, a well that's been dry for the past couple of months, is producing again. And the homeowner was ecstatic. We said, it's been running for 25 minutes and we have water. So that's great news. I hope to receive more reports like that.
So far, Rhodes says two people have reported that their wells recovered. That's good news, but again, their wells recovering doesn't necessarily mean the aquifer is being recharged.
You know, while a lot of the wells in Mendocino are shallow, and they're under the influence of surface water, a heavy rain might make it look like their wells are recovering. But the reality is, when you get 4 inches in 24 hours, that's not enough time for that water to really soak deep in to recharge the aquifer.
A similar situation is playing out with the fire season. The rainfall over the weekend allowed firefighters to contain over 90% of the remaining fires in Northern California. But CAL FIRE's Isaac Sanchez says it would be premature to declare fire season over too, and the drought exacerbates the fire season.
The impacts from that drought, the dry fuel and the dry soil, that kind of stuff, low reservoirs, low rivers, that was manifesting in, the fires that we saw this year.
The rain did help in the short term, but the long term is a different story.
So since the rains came, of course, that's always a good thing. That's something that we need, as well as the snowpack that started to accumulate up in the Sierras. But unfortunately, we're not expecting much more rain, coming up. There's always a potential for something to change, but I know that we're going to be dry for the next 7 to 10 days with no, prospects that I'm aware of at this point anyway, of any follow-up rain. And ultimately, that's what we want to see. We want to see several rainstorms come through before we can really kind of, take a breath, essentially, from what we've been experiencing for a couple of years now.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is forecasting it's going to be dry in Southern California for the rest of the year and going into next. What happens with precipitation in Northern California is still anyone's best guess. Regardless, it's going to be hotter than usual across most of the state.
If we see another week or 2 weeks of dry conditions, warm temperatures, the rain that we experience will, as far as the dead fuel moistures that are out there, it'll be like it never happened.
Like the rainfall, the temperature in the north can go either way over the next few months. But because CAL FIRE is a state agency, Sanchez says it makes decisions around staffing based on what's happening in the entire state. And the southern part of the state isn't doing so well.
We're still in a drought, and it takes time, and it takes repeated rainstorm events for us to feel comfortable in reducing staffing and moving over to transitional staffing and then winter staffing levels. But as of right now, unless there are follow-up storms that bring more precipitation, we don't anticipate that we'll be doing transitional staffing because we're expecting it to be dry for the rest of this year and into early next year.
For the KZYX News, I'm Sonia Warich, a Report for America Corps member. For all our local coverage, with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast wherever you get your podcasts.